All right. What's up, everybody? Junk Wax Pod, episode 6. I'm back with Patrick Kelch again, my co-host. How you doing tonight, Patrick?
Hey, doing well. You know, you hit it out of the box again with the Macho Man. Yeah. I wonder how many people knew that was Randy Poffo on that card this week. I saw somebody comment and, oh, yeah, but that was well done.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to Randy Poffo, Cincinnati Reds. Can't remember what position.
But I think he was a catcher, actually. He was a catcher.
He did have a baseball card, I guess. I saw one on Google. I didn't know that he did.
He actually, I think, made it to the final cut or something of the Reds. So he was in minor league, single or double A.
That's awesome. But he's known to be the Macho Man. One of the greatest gimmicks of all time in wrestling is he was so good in promos.
R.I.P. Randy Savage.
Right. Right. So I want to give a shout out, like I do every week, to myjunkwaxbox.com. I want to give a special shout out to Kyle from myjunkwaxbox.com. He reached out, said he listened to the pod, or he watched the pod. He said it was awesome, and he asked how the gum tasted. So shout out to Kyle.
All roads lead back to the gum, man.
Yeah. They say very clearly, don't eat the gum.
But if we're gonna do this and we're gonna be video recorded, you got to eat the gum, man.
My mom knows me as a rule breaker, so no big deal. So as we do every week on the junkwaxbox.com the Junk Wax Pod, we talk some junk at the beginning. So we're naming this segment, Let's Talk Some Junk, because we're both sports junkies. And Patrick, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but you're a tennis junkie, right?
I'm a big tennis fan. I still play competitively a little bit. Got an older league in Maysville organized by WFTM's Travis Skaggs, and we play a lot of doubles tennis, but it's still competitive and fun. But yeah, I wouldn't call me a tennis savant, but I enjoy it.
So your tennis career lasted longer than Serena Williams, who retired. Or is she playing in the U.S. Open?
Well, I honestly haven't. I saw the the Vogue magazine, but I didn't get a chance to read the article, and it just kind of shocked me. I know she didn't perform well. I think it was Wimbledon, the last major, and you could kind of tell that, you know, she didn't move, and, you know, she's just had, you know, children, and, you know, she's getting a little bit older, long in the tooth. But, you know, when you look at tennis players, she might be the best tennis player, male or female, of all time, or the most dominant, so I should say.
Yeah, my question would be, where does she rank among most dominant in their sport? Where would she rank?
I mean, she's definitely on the Mount Rushmore. Yeah. I mean, if I had to do the Mount Rushmore of tennis athletes, I would probably, and of course, you know, a lot of the older people, but, you know, growing up, we've had probably the best big three of all time with Joko, Rafa, and then Federer.
Right.
And then you throw Serena on there, but then you'll have people that talk about Martina Navratilova, Pete Sampras, who just but the thing about Sampras that a lot of people don't realize is, I don't even know if he won every major. He just dominated Wimbledon. His serve and volley game was just ahead of its time on the grass. But
right, he had some. He had a lot of competition on the hard court because the Americans were pretty good back then too.
A lot better then than they are now, and hopefully at some point in time, you know. And that's what I like about the women's tennis game. You got Coco Gauff, Sloane Stephens, a lot of these younger, you know, I guess U.S. athletes.
What about across sports? Like every sport is. Where is she on the Mount Rushmore of most dominant in any sport?
Well, you got to look at Michael Phelps.
Oh, good shout on Michael Phelps, man.
Tiger Woods, Serena, MJ never lost a finals, and who I think is probably the greatest athlete of all time. But, you know, you think of all that we've been blessed with in the sports world, it's hard to pick just four.
Yeah. It really is.
And you could probably make a good case. Shout
on Michael Phelps, man. He didn't lose very much at all.
Man, I think he was hitting bongs before Olympic matches and still winning gold medals.
Man.
Dew was dominant, but you know, it's what that's a good that's
power
a good,
on that man.
Man, he's like amphibian. But no, that's a great question. And I think you could probably have 10 people on a panel and all 10 could come up with another four that would be debatable.
Right. Yeah, of course. I mean, there's some baseball players you could throw in there. You could throw Tom Brady in there for sure.
Ooh. And when you talk about athletes, though, you know, we didn't even mention Deion Sanders, which I saw your tweet earlier about the most explosive athlete. And that man hit a home run and scored a touchdown in the same day.
Well, that's a great segue because this month's Junk Wax Box is all about Bo Jackson. It's Bo Knows Month. And in some of these packs we're going to open tonight, maybe we can see some Bo Jacksons. But my thing with Deion Sanders, and it's always brought up, Deion Sanders and Bo Jackson, because they played both baseball and football. Bo Jackson was probably better at both sports than Deion Sanders in his prime. But Deion Sanders brought the electrifying entertainment in every play that he made. It wasn't just once a game. Every time Deion Sanders was involved in what was going on the field, your eyes were glued on to Deion Sanders.
I remember wearing the bandana, you know, when I played softball, just, you know, the when he would get a pick six, just the high step and the, I mean, when you say excitement, he purely entertained and
it's exciting, man. We'll never see anything like that again. I can't even think of someone who is close to that. I know LeBron James was in his prime. It was like a highlight every time he touched the ball. But in two sports, man, in two sports, he was doing that.
You know, nowadays, you know, it would be phenomenal if, you know, a person played two professional sports and they scored a touchdown and a, you know, hit a home run in the same week. Deion did that same afternoon.
Insane.
But, insane. You know, it is insane. The athletes nowadays, man, are just – they're phenomenal athletes and just probably on a totally another playing field than, you know, previous athletes.
But. Yeah, for sure. You can't – and that's the thing about all the comparisons that you see on Twitter and on TV with, you know – who's the greatest of all time? You can't really compare eras when you're talking about most of these, the big four sports. Yeah, it's hard to compare eras because, you know, like I said earlier this week on Twitter, I watched some 80s basketball and I was like, it's a different sport than what is being played in 2022 in NBA basketball. Totally different sport.
I would love to see, you know, put the two screens mesh, you know, maybe layered on top and just compare the speed of the athletes of the 80s to the speed of the athlete now. But
some of that was methodical though. Like maybe they weren't as fast, but they were also a lot more methodical in when they had offense.
Before we move on, I want to know and see what your thought. Is John Elway the only athlete to ever be drafted professionally in three sports?
Wow.
I know Winfield was a couple.
Dave Winfield.
Dave Winfield, Elway, Danny Ainge was two sports. He actually made the major leagues in baseball. Right. But I thought I read somewhere where Elway was drafted in three sports.
That's amazing.
From Stanford.
We'll never see that again. I mean, we see like – Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray, but that's just two sports. John Elway, three sports?
I think it was.
All right. Well, all this football talk and football's coming. I know you're pumped about that.
Hey, who day on Friday? Who day?
Well, we're starting off tonight with a pack of football cards, and it's a 1988 football. Top.
I actually remember that package.
And what we're looking for is the Bo Jackson rookie card. And it's valued at $1,500, dude.
Hey, shout out the dude that pulled a Kobe Bryant rookie card this week from a junk wax box.
Wow. We could only be so lucky. The greatest thing about 88 tops in both basketball and football, baseball and football, and basketball, I guess, You get a snap into a stick of gum. Oh my gosh.
Do I need to contact Dennis for you? Do I need to get you a dentist standby?
They're hard.
That's funny.
Wow. All right, we got Giants defensive end, Leonard Marshall.
Ooh. Not a bad football player.
Oh, pretty good, actually. We got Vikings linebacker, Jesse Solomon.
I need an update. Is the gum already disintegrated?
Man, it's hard to chew, dude. It's totally different than what I've had. Man. Running back. Dolphins. Lorenzo Hampton.
Familiar with the name, but couldn't tell you anything about Lorenzo.
We are due in football cards, man. This is ridiculous. Running back. Washington racial slurs. Kelvin Bryant.
The what?
I've been thinking about how I need to save, the Washington football team of the past, the Commanders now.
You're right.
And I think the best way is to call them the Washington racial slurs. Safety. L.A. Rams, I think. Yep, L.A. Rams. Nolan Cromwell. Who's he, Patrick? Nolan Cromwell.
I would have thought he was an Arizona Cardinal or Phoenix Cardinal.
Here we go. Tight end, San Diego Superchargers, Kellen Winslow.
Now, I'm trying to think. What year was it when Winslow and the Chargers played against the Bengals in that frozen playoff game?
Yeah. I can't remember what year. Oh, everybody from that era was at that game.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody says they were at that game.
And they all took their shirt off, too, let me guess.
Right.
In the frigid temps.
All right. We got a 1987 record breaker. Longest interception return of the San Diego Chargers, Vincy Glynn.
I've heard of Vincy Glynn.
Have you? I've never heard of anyone in my life named Vincy.
Good friend of mine, Brandon Hargett, always liked the most obscure players, and he knew some of the most obscure. Maxwell. Yes. James Trapp, a defensive back for the Raiders. I mean, and I think we've talked about Vincy Glynn.
Vincy Glynn. 1,000-yard club receiving Phoenix Cardinals. No, wait, St. Louis Cardinals. Sorry. In 87, they were still St. Louis Cardinals. J.T. Smith.
I don't think I've heard of him.
No clue. Wide receiver, Los Angeles Rams, Henry Ellard.
I have heard of Henry Ellard. He's a good receiver.
Not bad. Not bad. Multiple touchdowns. I'd say probably a 6th, 7th rounder in fantasy if we were drafting in 88.
Oh, yeah, you didn't have to spend a first-round pick on him.
Top super rookie, defensive tackle, Jerome Brown.
I have heard of him.
Yeah. He had 2 picks in 87.
I think I stand corrected. It might have been Winfield that was 3 sports. Elway was only drafted in 2, baseball and football, that I saw. He was drafted by the Kansas City Royals.
I knew Dave Winfield had at least played basketball and football. I couldn't remember if he was drafted.
I think he was drafted professionally.
It's kind of a technicality, though. No disrespect to Dave Winfield, but how many rounds were those drafts back then?
Very good point. Very valid point.
Like Randy Moss, he probably at one point in his life maybe was a good enough basketball player to get drafted in like the 33rd round of the NBA.
Right.
Winder wins Winder wins through Broncos. I have no idea what's going on in this card right now.
Is that a fumble recovery?
No, it looks just like a running back getting tackled by a cowboy. I don't know. I don't know why that's good for the Broncos.
Read the caption again.
Winder winds through Broncos? I don't know. Wins through? I don't know what's going on in this card.
That's
it's
an
not error. Like he's winding anything.
That's an error card.
Quarterback. Philadelphia Eagles. Randall Cunningham. I love
that. That is the voice of the Panthers, Matthew J. McCain's favorite football player of all time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He was a big Randall fan. We actually got to see the Eagles play the Bengals at Cincinnati on Christmas Eve one time when Randall was the quarterback.
Oh, that's cool. See, yeah, I don't remember him too much from the Eagles. I do remember him when he was the quarterback of the Vikings. And that was later in his career, and he was still.
Man, he was Lamar before Lamar was around. He was amazing.
He was amazing. Safety, Buffalo Bills, Mark Kelso.
I've heard of Mark Kelso.
He was a great player.
He was probably real good friends with Jamie Mueller.
He was probably, let's see, I mean, yeah, of course. They were probably friends with Mark Kelso, Jamie Mueller, and who was the kicker?
Spanky LaValier?
No, who was the kicker for the Bills? Scott Norwood.
Scott Norwood.
Tops all pro, safety, Joey Browner.
Oh, are you talking about somebody knock your head off?
Yeah, safeties were a different animal back then.
Joey Browner may have even been an all pro.
Oh, yeah. It says it on his card, all pro. That's cool.
You know him, Ronnie Lott, Steve Atwater. Shoo!
Dwayne Bickett, outside linebacker, Indianapolis Colts.
I don't know, like Dwayne Bickett.
The Brian Quinette of the football cards, I think. Here's the last card. What? Oh, my gosh. What? Lips in a crowd. Steelers.
Louis Lips. He was a receiver for the Steelers. Louis Lips.
Little risque for a caption here in 1987.
Yeah, Topps was ahead of ahead of their time, man.
Good for Topps. I'm sure Nancy Reagan hated that. Well, we didn't do very good on football again. We did get Randall Cunningham, Kellen Winslow. But like usual, football dud.
Hot garbage.
The gum, oh my gosh. That may have like ruined me for eating the gum out of these packs.
No, sir. Right there. Hey, listen. If you had to compare the gum from the football or the baseball packs, which is better?
The baseball, for sure. At least it just disintegrated. I couldn't do anything with that. I couldn't do anything with that, man.
Hey, when you bit into it, I heard it snap.
Score baseball. Sorry, I already opened it. 1990. Okay.
Got it.
The year of our Reds, 1990 school.
Ooh, baseball. Wire to wire, the story of the 1990 Cincinnati Reds.
Second baseman, San Diego Padres, Roberto Alomar.
Ooh, Robbie Alomar.
So good.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
He should be if he's not.
Right. I think there was some controversy because I don't think he was a full first ballot, and there's a lot of people angry and upset on social media that he was not in the Hall of Fame.
People take that stuff too seriously. Because Barry Bonds is the greatest baseball player I've ever seen before in my life.
I don't even – man, he has to be the only player who has ever been intentionally walked with the bases loaded.
Oh, there's some crazy stats about his walks, man.
Crazy. Man, they'd rather give up a free run than to give up four runs.
Yeah. Yeah. Pitcher, Chicago White Sox. Eric King. Not familiar with Eric King.
No.
But he went 9-10 in his first year with the Sox. He looks like he might have another.
He looks
job.
Like an Andy Rice stunt double, dude. That is Andy Rice's stunt double.
Shout out to Andy. Big baseball
and
fan.
If you play softball with him, it's Andy. Yeah. Andy.
Man, he was a hitter.
Try catching him at first base when he throws that softball 110.
Right.
He popped a blood vessel in my hand.
St. Louis Cardinals. Pitcher Ken Hill. I remember Ken Hill's card. I don't remember him playing. He went 7-15 in 89 with the Cards.
Yeah, he probably was on the Reds roster the next season.
We got an NL 1936 hologram.
Is that one of the ones where if you
– NL MVP that year was Carl Hubble.
Ooh, I have heard of Carl Hubble. Nice.
No, you're thinking of Carl Sagan and the Hubble telescope.
No, actually, I'm not. I've heard the name Carl Hubble. I don't remember watching him play, though.
Here's a dream team card. Catcher Terry Steinbach.
He was on that 90 Red, the A's team that the Reds just obliterated in the World Series.
Yeah, and that team was so good. The Reds Dave dominated Stewart. Them right off the bat.
They had Canseco and McGuire, Dave Rick Stewart, Henderson. Carney Lansford,
Rick. Dave Henderson.
Dave Henderson.
Dennis Eckersley.
Dennis Eckersley. Man.
Yeah, it's the greatest Reds team I've seen in my lifetime. I didn't see the Big Red Machine, but I don't know how it gets any better than the 90 Reds.
I don't think the Big Red Machine went wire to wire.
Right. Boston Red Sox pitcher, Eric Hetzel. I didn't know Hetzel was a popular. I guess it's not popular, but I know one of my really good friends that I worked with for a long time, Nate Hetzel. I thought his name was so unique.
But unique?
Apparently not. St. Louis Cardinals pitcher, Greg Matthews.
Yeah, I've heard of Greg Matthews, but I'm not sure he.
26-25 overall record from 86 to 88.
Hey, he's above 500 in the major league, so.
That above one game above 500 for multiple years, and you can secure the Bengals coaching job for like 14 years.
You're stud.
Chicago White Sox relief pitcher Steve Rosenberg.
Come on, man.
Kind of looks like Steve Gutenberg.
He does. Nice.
Look,
good call.
I mean, look at this.
That guy played in
Cocoon
Police Academy.
Yeah.
I agree. I like it.
Braves relief pitcher Jose Alvarez.
I've heard of Jose Alvarez. If you think about it, back in the 90s, that's when the Braves were tough. Late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, this dude's had too many greenies or too many steroids. I don't know. He's not feeling this picture at all. Dodgers third baseman Jeff Hamilton. No, not familiar. That's Jeff Hamilton.
I've never met Jeff. Sure, he's a nice guy and all, but
he's from Flint, Michigan. Probably a good guy.
Well, help out the drinking water in Flint, Michigan, Jeff Hamilton.
Infielder, Minnesota Twins, the Twinkies, Al Newman.
I have heard of Al Newman.
And infielder. I just think that's so crazy that's your position is infielder. Like, I can do it all. I'll just show up, play me
utility.
Wherever you want. I'll pinch hit. My name's Lenny Harris.
Oh, Lenny Harris, yeah.
Baltimore Orioles relief pitcher, Mark Williamson.
Dude, I don't know if I've heard of any of these guys since Robbie Alomar.
It's tough, dude. I can't believe this.
Kyle, if you listen this week, man, slip us a good pack.
There you go. Center fielder, Pirates. Andy Van Slyke.
Rob's a big Pirate fan. I remember Andy Van Slyke.
Yeah, that 90 Pirates team was really good, too, that the Reds beat.
Yeah, I think that was that the – is that the year when Glenn Braggs may have about tore down the wall in right field to rob a home run off one of them?
Yep, that's right. They had
– I remember being in school and, you know, that game was a day game.
Right, yeah, for sure. They had a tough team. Barry Bonds, Bobby Bonilla. I mean, they were right next to McGuire and Canseco for 1-2 punch in the league.
Dude, we probably need to give Bonilla a shout-out for having the best contract of all time.
Yeah, no doubt.
Dude's still getting paid $1 million every
it's
year.
It's kind of a shame that that's what he's known for now because he was so good. Third baseman, Toronto Blue Jays, Kelly Gruber.
Ah, Kelly Gruber. No relation to Hans Gruber from the movie Die Hard.
Or Mick Gruber. The parody of MacGyver. Here we go. Catcher. Dodgers 1990 rookie Darren Fletcher.
Oh, Dutch. No. That is a cool card. I was getting ready to call him Dutch, but that was Darren Dalton.
Another rookie, Twins catcher Lenny Webster.
Lenny Webster will end up playing for the Reds.
90 rookie Padres, first baseman Phil Stevenson. Score baseball, you suck.
Hot garbage.
Big time.
That is probably my favorite thing you've ever said to describe a pack of cards.
Let's go. Upper deck basketball, 91-92.
Basketball cannot be any worse than the other two, so we're straight up from here.
Let's try to get something here. I don't even know what we're looking for. Probably Michael Jordan. Would be
I'd say anything in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, these are cool cards. Guard Clippers rookie Elliot Perry.
Elliot Perry played in Memphis. Check him out. Is that right? Memphis State?
Memphis State.
He used to wear the goggles in college when he played.
Clippers checklist. Hot garbage.
That's a pack filler, man.
Oh, here we go. This is cool. Bird versus Person. Bird, ooh, Chuck Person.
I remember that game vividly.
A rifleman.
Auburn University.
Chuck Person lit it up in that game, making crazy three-point shots.
That's when Bird fell and hit his head on the floor and returned like his name was Willis Reed.
Hey, here was a combo guard before the name even existed. Fat Lever.
Fat Lever would score at high volumes too, man.
Another combo guard from the Supersonics, Ricky Pierce.
Ricky Pierce could score a thing. Didn't we have a card from him when he was a Buck?
Yeah. Ricky Pierce had a long career, and yeah, he was good.
That dude could score that thing.
Denver Nuggets forward, Marcus Liberty.
I've heard of Marcus Liberty.
Yeah, me too. Illinois. This would have been his second year. We got Spurs forward, Sidney Green.
I love when you show the cards and look at the old school uniforms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a cool card. Sidney Green was a UNLV Rebel. Ooh! Pacers guard, Reggie.
I remember that card. Great. That's nice. Card.
Yes.
Love that.
Love it. Making the look shot who he shoot it over. Patrick.
It wouldn't be right if they wouldn't shoot over a Nick. They had one of the heated rivalries.
No doubt. Center, Trailblazers, Wayne Cooper. Folks in rural Bracken County like to say Cooper.
Wayne Cooper from Robertson County was inducted into the 10th Region Hall of Fame several years ago. So
there you go.
That might be him.
Where do you think he was from?
Wayne Cooper is USC. He's a West Coast guy.
University of New Orleans.
Well, never mind. He was Southeast guy.
He ate really well in college. That's all I can say. That's what I love about New Orleans. I mean, everybody else goes down there like, let's go to Bourbon Street. I'm like, let's go eat. Center, New York Knickerbockers, Patrick Ewing.
Hey, Ewing and Reggie.
Reggie nice. Shooting over he, Ewing.
He's a Georgetown guy.
Yeah, we know. Forward, San Antonio Spurs, David Greenwood.
And David Greenwood.
To be an American.
Yeah, that's Lee Greenwood's nephew there.
Right. Where do you think he went?
Georgetown, too.
No, UCLA Bruins. Our last one, 91-92 Upper Deck, forward from the Boston Celtics, Kevin McHale.
Hey.
Pretty good Charles, pack, Patrick.
Charles Barkley said Kevin McHale was the single hardest person to guard.
Yeah, I mean.
His post moves, man.
Post moves, right.
Unorthodox.
Yeah, he was tough and fun to watch.
I'm telling you what. I think that pack right there may have made up for the football and baseball this week.
Yeah, man. McHale, Ewing, and Reggie.
That's an all AFC all-star team.
Then we got that Bird
AFC. Look at me talking football. That is an Eastern Conference all-star team.
We're ready for some football.
Hey, shout out to the North Laurel Little League baseball team from Kentucky.
Are they winning? Or
well, they were 2-0. They got beat today by Indiana 3-1. Oh, yeah. They're still in it. They got Ohio tomorrow in the semifinals, and if they win, obviously they're going to play Indiana. Again. Yeah.
They only lost 3-1, right?
Right, but Indiana had a dominant pitcher. His equivalent was 95 in the majors, and I think they only got one hit off of him.
I saw that, yeah. But shout out to those little leaguers, man. That's fun to watch.
Hey, we have a little league connection in our family, dude. How many people can say,
that's right,
not only do they have a cousin to play in the Little League World Series, we had a cousin that played in the Little League World Series for Saudi Arabia.
Right. Shout out to Paul.
Paul. Yeah.
He's down there in Texas. Shout out to him. Hope he watches. He was a Little League World Series player for the Saudi Arabian team.
We have to be the only ones in Augusta to hold that distinction.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, other than Robin and Amy and
and the rest of the town. So hey, we didn't end up with a Bo Jackson. But
what do we got next week, though?
Next week, we'll feature two baseball and one basketball. So we were shorted on football cards. But we got some really cool stuff here. We got a let's see. What is this? 88 Donruss baseball.
Nice.
87 Fleer baseball.
Ooh.
And then we got 93-94 Topps basketball.
Like
series,
it.
Series hey, one.
I need you to fill the baseball packs. And I think the Fleer probably has a stick of gum in it. I need you to check both those packs to see if they have a stick of gum.
So this is – no, none of them do.
It must have only been Topps.
Oh, wait. No, Donruss doesn't. It feels like something's in there. This was actually a 87 Donruss and 87 Topps. The 87 Bo Jackson rookie card is worth $150. And then the rookie card 87 Fleer is $180.
Yeah, we're probably gonna get one in each pack next week.
So as we close, I want to give a shout out to myjunkwaxbox.com. Check them out, man. It's really cool. They got other, you know, options. This is just the $30 monthly subscription box. They have some premium boxes, I think, are what they're called. And then you can order packs. They have a Michael Jordan thing going on right now where buy packs that may feature Michael Jordan. Shout out to myjunkwaxbox.com and Kyle of on the website. So check out the Junk Wax Pod with me and Patrick here every week, every Tuesday night. I drop these on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And next week, check us out again, and we'll have episode 7 next week. Thanks again to my cousin and co-host Patrick Kelch. Have a good
night. Enjoy it, brother, as always.
Have a good night, everyone, and see you next week.